The chief whip or deputy whip of each party has 30 seconds, deputy. 30 seconds, deputy.
I'm presenting, to be very clear, I'm presenting in protest, because any objective assessment of what happened last Tuesday, if you look at the section that dealt with the motion,
deputy,
you can't quarter, in your haste to get the business done, you actually pass an amendment to the government's motion. It's clear. I mean, I can read it out to you if you want. I've got the transcript here.
Deputy, if you just let me speak.
Is the amendment agreed?
It's not agreed. I propose, I ask, is the amendment agreed?
Deputy, excuse me.
Deputy.
Deputy. Deputy. Please, Deputy. Just let me speak. If you'd resume your seat, please. The issue for you to object is now. For you to partake now and oppose the order of business, that's the process, Deputy. You're perfectly entitled. I put the question. If you wish to take your 30 seconds, I'll move on, if not to the Labour leader. So it's up to you, or the Labour chief whip.
What I'm saying to you now,
30 seconds, Deputy.
Under protest, I'm taking the 30 seconds. To be clear, every party should have the right to decide who speaks for them at the order of business. This is blatant what's happening here. The Taoiseach doesn't want to be held to account, so the government chief whip responds. It's treated like some procedural matter, rather than the actual business of the Dáil for the week, with huge political controversy, potentially every Tuesday. This is an attempt to tell every political party who should speak for them at the order of business. You know, it's blatant what's happening here, and it wasn't even passed. So we will absolutely oppose order business, because it's illegitimate, it's illegal. What happened? It's blatant.
I am implementing it, of which you know is my obligation.